الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أبت استأجره إن خير من استأجرت القوي الأمين. Last Friday we talked about the comprehensiveness of the teachings of Islam and how the Sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم fulfills the needs of human being and all the needs of the human being, our spiritual needs, our physical needs, and also our intellectual needs. Alhamdulillah, every now and then we talk about the importance of spiritual needs, and we also talk about intellectual need, ilm and aql, etc. But the physical needs of human being is not much discussed. So today I thought that I would mention a few things to see how Allah Azza wa Jalla has given importance to the physical needs of human being. Obviously, it's a very huge subject, a very huge topic. But we can take one thing. As we know, that our body is the tool which we utilize to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our body is the tool that we utilize to serve human being, to serve others. Our body is the tool that we utilize to survive. So in the Quran and in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have clear guidance as to how to take care of ourselves, and especially how to take care of our body. In fact, the afiyah of badan, yani the physical well-being, if you want to call it, afiyah of badan, physical well-being, is considered 1/3 of the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. The blessings, the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal upon human being. Physical well-being is 1/3 of that. Man asbaha mu'afan fi badanihi, aminan fi sirbihi, indahu qutu yawmihi, faka'annama hizat lahu dunya bihadhafiriha, aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever rises in the morning, whoever has a new day, starts a new day, in such a situation that he has afiyah in his body, yani alhamdulillah, he is well, he is able to function, he can talk and walk, he can move, he can lift, he can help, right? Man asbaha mu'afan fi badanihi, aminan fi sirbihi, and alhamdulillah, he is safe in his home. Alhamdulillah, there is no fear for his life. There is no threat. Alhamdulillah, he is safe. He feels safe. Indahu qutu yawmihi, and he has food for his day. Food for his day, not for next day, not for next year, just food for the day. فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيدَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِرِهَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, this person is like the entire world has been accumulated for him. The entire world is presented to him. He has everything. Because this is what you need. Even when you have everything,
what do you need?
We want to have afia.
We want to feel safe. And if we are hungry, we want to eat something. We want to fulfill the needs of the body.
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is considered afia of badan, one third of the favors and of the blessings of Allah azza wa jal. Everything that is in the world, afia is one third of that.
If a person, God forbid, does not have health, obviously, when we talk about these things, we have to be careful, and we also have to realize that there are sometimes illnesses because of taqdeer. Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the one who gives health and He is the one who takes away the health. So if something happens beyond human capacity, then He has excuse. He is not to be blamed. But sometimes we have situations in our health, in our body, because of our own shortcoming. If it is because of our own shortcoming, then we are responsible. So, مُعَافًا فِي بَدَنِهِ عِنْدَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمِهِ آمِنًا فِي سِلْبِهِ عِنْدَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمِهِ فَكَأَنَّمَا حِزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِيرِهَا. This is the importance of physical well-being. In the Quran, subhanAllah, there is reference to everything. مَا فَرَّطُنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, when his daughters, they found Musa alayhi salam, when the daughters of Shu'aib alayhi salam found Musa alayhi salam standing away from the well, and they were waiting to fetch the water, because of the crowd, these two girls, they were standing aside. Musa alayhi salam thought that, well, these girls, they need help. So he said, what's the matter? They said, well, our dad is old, and you know, we don't have anybody at home, so that's why we have to come out and fetch the water. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he helped. They realized that he is a very strong person, physically very much able and very much fit. They went home, and they went home early. Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam, he realized, you know, today you came early. They mentioned that there was a stranger, and that stranger helped. Why don't you employ him? Why don't you employ him? Because we need help. So actually, that person, he looks strong, and also he looks trustworthy. He was Amin, because the way he dealt with the daughters of Shu'aib alayhi salam, they realized that he was not an ordinary person. He was not like anybody else. He was not a young person like anybody else. He was a man of modesty, man of honesty. Inna khayra man ista'jarta al-qawiyyu al-amin. They said that the best person whom you can employ, whom you can hire, is the one who is strong and who is trustworthy. Is the one who is strong. Qawi. Al-Qawi is strong. Al-Amin, trustworthy. In fact, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned about Talut alayhi salam, why Allah made him the king. إن الله اصطفاه عليكم وزاده بسطة في العلم والجسم. Allah has chosen him, and Allah Azza wa Jal has given him more of body and more of ilm. So he excelled in both, in physical well-being and also in intellectual strength. That's why when we look at our religion, when we look at our deen has inbuilt mechanism to keep ourselves moving all the time. We have 5 salawat every day, 5 prayers every day. And every day we are supposed to go to the masjid 5 times. Even if a person doesn't walk, somehow he has to move. If a person does not have a formal walk as such, somehow if he goes to the masjid, he has to move. He has to leave home, he has to enter home, he has to walk inside the masjid, outside the masjid. And salah itself requires physical movement. Hajj, ibadah. Ask anybody who has been to Hajj, how much physical energy is needed and how much physical ability is required to perform Hajj properly. Somebody went for Hajj, and before going to Hajj, he had this idea. Obviously, everything we are told, we believe that Allah forgives. When you go for Hajj, Allah forgives all the sins. But it is difficult to understand. How come you perform Hajj once and all your sins are forgiven? Right? Because Rasulullah mentioned that the person who performs Hajj and performs well, رَجَعَكَ يَوْمَ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ, he will return like the day when his mother gave him birth. He will be fresh again. So he had difficulty in understanding. But obviously we believe and we submit. So he went for Hajj. When he went for Hajj and he saw the struggle that is needed, the hard work and the walk and, right? So much is required for tawaf, for umrah, for sa'i. And then within a limited period of time, within a stricted period of time, you go from Makkah to Mina, from Mina to Muzdalifah, from Muzdalifah to Arafah, from Arafah back to Mina, from Mina back to Makkah again, and again you come and stay in Mina. So when he went through the experience, he said, now I understand why Allah forgives. Islam is that beautiful deen, which takes care of everything. And that includes the physical well-being and the well-being of human body. You see, the human body is well when we are away from diseases. There is treatment, ilaj. If somebody is not well, you go for treatment. But the best treatment is that you avoid disease in the first place. So in Islam, we have both. If a person, God forbid, becomes ill, well, you do ilaj. Our Prophet ﷺ mentioned that, O servants of Allah, tadawu, take dawa. Take medicine, take remedy. Because Allah Azza wa Jal, He did not send an illness, but He also has sent a cure. There is no illness for which there is no cure. There is only one illness for which there is no cure, that is death. Subhanallah. Allah is Haqq. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Haqq. And everything Allah says and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says is Haqq. So people might find that this is incurable disease. But a time will come that people learn, no, actually it can be cured. It can be cured. But what Allah says is incurable, it will remain incurable, which is death. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. Allah said to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. You are going to leave this world, depart this world at some point, and they will also depart this world at some point. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قد خلت من قبله الرسل. Many prophets they have left this world. So if Allah Azza wa Jal wanted for somebody to live forever, it will be Anbiya, because Anbiya are needed for guidance. It would have been Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Allah preferred him. Allah asked him to come. So the way in Islam we have ilaj, we also have wiqaya from ilaj, that we prevent disease. How we prevent disease? Well, whatever causes the disease, we avoid it in the first place. لا ضرر ولا ضرار. Anything that causes harm to you or to others must be avoided. Anything that causes harm to others, that must be avoided. But anything that causes harm to ourselves, that also must be avoided. We have some friends who smoke, and sometimes they ask, Shaykh, is it haram? Is it haram to smoke? Now, if I say haram, they will feel depressed. But if I say halal, can I say that? There was a time, you see, alim gives opinion according to the knowledge that is available. Sometimes this is also a misunderstanding people have. People say, oh, fatwa changes. These muftis, these maulvis, they say one thing and next day they say something else. Right? If something is settled in the Quran, nobody can change. But if there is a new situation, you only give ruling for the new situation once that situation becomes clear. If the situation itself is not clear, then the ruling will also be according to the situation. So, for example, you know, people used to eat tobacco and people used to smoke cigar. In the past, ulama did not know that it causes cancer. People used to assume that, you know, it may not be good for your breathing, it may not be good for this, it may not be good for that. So avoid if you can. So mild rulings were given. Okay. But now we know clearly that it definitely causes cancer, wa'iyadu billah. This is the human knowledge that is available now. If it changes in the future, God forbid, you know, if somebody says, comes up with a theory that actually, no, smoking is good for your health. You never know. Right? Or somehow the DNA of these tobacco leaves changes, the genes changes, or the genes of human being changes, and at that time, tobacco becomes beneficial for the health. So that the scholars of that time, of the future, Allah knows, they might give a different ruling. But we don't have that knowledge now. So in Islam, anything that causes harm to ourselves or to others is not allowed. And that is to take care of our body. In fact, look at the level of wiqaya, look at the level of protection, of safeguarding. We are told to be clean excessively, because hygiene is important for health. So we have taqleemul adhafir, we cut the, trim the nails, we trim the mustache, we remove the unwanted hair, we take bath. Rasulullah has mentioned, haqqun ala kulli muslim. It is obligatory upon every Muslim. The Prophet is saying that at least once every 7 days you must take bath. Obviously, ulama are very kind and they said that this obligation is for encouragement. It is not obligation in the sense that if you don't take bath, you will have sin. But if the Prophet is using the word obligation, that carries some weight, right? That is there for a reason. So we take bath, we make wudu every day, we do miswak every day. In fact, we are told to be we are told to be distinguished, we are told to be excellent. That if you see 10-15 people, you must recognize that this is a Muslim. How? Because the way he is dressed, the way he appears, the way he is clean, the way he smells. Because Muslims must smell differently. Muslim must smell differently. If you are in a workplace, as soon as you walk in, people should know that this is a Muslim. If you are in a meeting, people should know this is a Muslim, whether you say that or not. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has encouraged us to do the ilaj, and he also has taught us to protect ourselves from diseases. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, they understood this very well. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu, he used to say, teach your children swimming, teach your children archery. Swimming requires a lot of physical movement. And Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu used to say, command your children to jump on the horse, not to ride the horse. Muru awladakum falyathbu ala dhuhuri al-khayli wathba. Command your children, tell them that, you know, you are not my son if you cannot jump on the horse. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the best example in everything. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In everything. In physical well-being, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is ideal. There was a person who was well known for wrestling. If we use the language of our day, he was a professional wrestler. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam knocked him down. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knocked him down. You know, you knock somebody down, that is something. But somebody who is professional, that is his job every day, right? Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam defeated him, knocked him down. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to ride horse without, you know, any saddle. He used to ride naked horse. It's not easy. I went to Cambridge a few weeks ago. Cambridge is a city in England, and they have places for horse riding and everything. So I went to see how professional horse riders ride. Believe me, they have to have so many equipments and they have to have so much preparation. Although they are professionals and they do it every day. Rasulullah, he used to ride horse without anything. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to appreciate our deen. And may Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us tawfiq to take care of ourselves. Wa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Muhammad, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.